Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Danielle Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Dapopsenam about the reason why abilities remain undiscovered. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Dapopsenam. 8169 October 21st, 2014, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. There are some who do the same work and perform the same duty continuously over time, but yet do not progress at all. Notwithstanding how long they have worked in the same job with similar tasks, they still make mistakes. This makes others uncomfortable. Such people should own responsibility for their jobs. Their lack of action and inertia triggers complaints from others. Furthermore, neither their creativity or abilities are utilized to progress, making them into valueless human beings. Being lazy is the reason why abilities remain undiscovered. At the same time, a hard-headed concept and the thinking to be right perpetually are caused by an attachment to and enslavement by their own selves. There is nothing which cannot be accomplished by hard and intense human endeavors and striving. But what makes the difference is the direction that is taken in life. But even though the correct course is chosen, there is little progress because of thought, lack of wholehearted effort and dependence on the help of others. As a result, life is uncomfortable and insecure. But this is not understood in the corner of the mind. Reflecting on this points to deep ignorance, which reveals itself easily. And we realize that happiness can be found and made by oneself. There is a true story from the present time regarding an elderly lady of 101 years who sells vegetables in the open market. She wakes up early each morning and goes to the open market to sell her produce. She is most courteous and pleasing in her service to everyone and hence always sells more than others. This lady has 5 children and became widowed when she was 32. Ever since then, she has been a vendor selling vegetables. Of course, every morning she carries a heavy container of vegetables to the market, much to everyone's surprise. At the same time, she helps everyone in need around her. And even now, at the age of 101, she gives money from what she earns to her children, who range from 70 to 80 years old. Her explanation is that in giving happiness and benefit to others lies her own happiness. To be born in this world is very difficult for us. Also, there is no promise as to when or if we can come back again. This is our life. So while we are alive presently in this beautiful world, we might as well nurture others and make them comfortable. Is there any better happiness than that? Thank you very much, Chikwang Dapopsenam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Die Quang de Popsinem, for this wonderful and deep daily reminder. Have a nice and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.